This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. This should be fun. I have no idea if the Cavs won last night.
Oh, you don't?
They had a... You do?
No, I said you don't know if they won. You always know.
They had a late game last night in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Like an 8 o'clock start, and I knew I wasn't going to make it all the way through, so I didn't even start. But then I forgot to look at the score this morning to see if they won.
Well, it's a good thing it doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because they're in the playoffs already.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see this game, though, because Milwaukee has been really good the past few weeks.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to see the Cavs against Milwaukee to see how they measured up at this point in the season. We could do this to find out. This will be fun.
He missed the shot. Mitchell's there. Mitchell rebounds, and your Cavaliers have won 12 in a row. Woo! For the third time here this season. Better news, the Cavs have clinched a
playoff. Well, would you look at that?
And they've done so here with 20 games remaining.
I like doing that. It's like I'm experiencing it for the first time.
I mean, it's nice when they win.
Yeah.
Might not be so good if they don't, though.
I had no idea. All right, so what was the... I didn't hear the final score. It was... How do I find it real quick?
Watch me find it faster than you.
I don't know.
Here. 112 to 100.
Okay. Way to go, Cavs.
Let's go.
And then I got a lot of texts last night, or yesterday, from friends of mine saying, hey, Myles Garrett gave you the best birthday present ever.
Oh, he did?
Because Myles Garrett...
Yeah, what did Myles get you? I didn't realize that I was in competition with Myles Garrett.
I honestly can't tell if you are following along with the sports or not.
I'm not.
It sounded like you knew if the Cavs won, and now it sounds like you have no idea what's going on with Myles Garrett.
I don't. Like,
I can't tell.
I'm clueless for all of it. I'm all just right. A good actress, apparently.
Okay, well, you don't have to act in front of me.
I'm not trying to. I'm really not.
So Myles Garrett, he re-signed a new four-year deal, an extension yesterday. So he's going to be around at least until 2030. He's going to make a lot of money.
And we like Myles Garrett, right?
We do like him.
Okay.
Yes. But he was the player who a few months ago asked out of his contract and said, please trade me.
Oh, yeah.
And Myles Garrett is probably the most popular Browns player on the team right now. And, you know, a lot of people were supporting Myles because so many fans are frustrated with the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they worked it out. So Myles Garrett is going to stick around for a while.
I was going to say, how long did he sign for?
For another 4 years.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
That's a good Monday.
That is sports talk this morning.
I learned a lot.
That's pretty much all we have. That's all we have from the sports category.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Because I don't think I would have been able to handle much more.
So what do we have coming up this morning? We have Alyssa aligns your week. And perhaps this Myles Garrett thing was somehow... Did the stars predict this at all? I'm not sure. But
I don't think the stars did. We're in for a doozy of a week.
Is that right?
All right. So maybe bask in the good news about Myles, because we got some rocky roads ahead.
So that's coming up. Good vibes. Hash it out this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back. And this week we have tickets to the Cleveland Fan Expo. So it's all right here. Thank you for coming back on a Monday morning, the Q Morning Show.
Get ready, Q104.
APT, Rosé, Bruno Mars, good morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, how was your weekend, Alyssa?
It was good. It was good. I got to go outside and enjoy some of the sunshine. It was nice.
Yeah, yesterday was really nice. to get around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that today. And then this weekend, Alyssa was pointing out this weekend looks glorious.
It looks a little rainy so far, but I mean, we're days away. This is Cleveland. That could change.
I had a nice weekend. Friday night, Paula and I had like a little mini happy hour thing, just the two of us. And then we had dinner with another couple.
Oh, fun.
That was good. And then Saturday, we drove down to Canton, which is where I'm from, which mm-hmm. is where I was born. It was actually just the boys and my mom. We went down for pizza at my favorite pizza place, which is Pizza Oven in Canton.
Oh, fun. Okay, so birthday boy got himself a pizza.
Yeah, that's how we celebrated on Saturday. Yesterday was just us lounging around. There really wasn't anything exciting happening.
And now yesterday was your actual birthday.
Yes.
The big day.
And I got a text from a friend of mine. And I had never thought of this. But she sent me a text. She says, hope you're enjoying your 50th birthday weekend. She says, now you're free to join our local senior center. It's free.
Oh. Are you going to do it?
We looked into it.
Oh, wait, you did?
She's absolutely right. You can join the senior center in my town when you turn 50.
Does that hurt a little bit or are you excited?
It does hurt.
Okay.
And at the same time, I find it hilarious.
What does the senior center entail?
Well, my mom belongs there. She's all...
Oh, good, good. Okay.
She's a member.
So she could tell you all about it.
Yeah. And I guess on Fridays during the summer, they have hot dogs.
Oh, okay. Bring me along. I'll wear a gray wig.
Like summer, like they do all kinds of events in the summer, like hot dogs and stuff outside.
I'm thinking like bingo and like speed dating. Like that's what I'm thinking.
50 years old, though. I mean, why do they open it up at 50 for the senior center? Like, do you consider 50 to be a senior age?
See, I feel like I used to, like back in maybe the 90s. But now, no. Absolutely not.
If I joined, and if I do join the senior center, it would only be for like a joke. Wouldn't I be the youngest guy in there? I don't know. I mean, I would have no way of knowing right now unless I joined.
I mean, you would be a young blood right now. You would be the youngest because you're the youngest age that is allowed to be a part of the club.
Would I be eye candy for some of those widowers?
Probably. Honestly, you should do it. I feel like it would really help your ego out. Like, it would really boost your confidence. So I think that you should join.
They would think I was a catch.
They would. They'd be like, this kid.
I don't know. It feels weird. I just can't believe it's that young. The age limit is that young.
I thought it was 55 for everything. I didn't think it was 50 for anything. But I also think that, like, when you think about it, like, didn't people, like, get to retire sooner? Like, before? Like, long ago? Feel like people were retiring around like 65, 70.
Yeah.
That's like not really the thing anymore. Like, yeah. So I feel like 50 is, you're still a spring chicken.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm not retiring early.
Yeah. Right.
So if I join the senior center, I might be the only one with a job.
Exactly. And yeah. Then they're going to invite you to things and you can't go because you're working.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, you're too young to be in it still.
I wouldn't fit in there.
Not the right place in your life.
They do have plays. They put on like musicals and plays and things like that.
Are they like the older people in it?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. I want to go.
I could get involved in that.
I would come see you in any musical yeah. play that you were in. I'd be cheering you on. I'd make a sign.
All right, I'll look into it.
I'll be a proud stage mom.
Alyssa aligns your week astrologically. We're just minutes away from that. 6 minutes away, the Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104, new album from Lady Gaga dropped on Friday. Mayhem. Did you watch any of Lady Gaga on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yes, I did. She killed it. She was so good.
That's so interesting that you say that.
You didn't like it.
I didn't enjoy the episode.
Did you at least like her performances?
I only watched one of them, Abracadabra.
Okay. Well, I mean, that one was really good, too.
So the sketch, you enjoyed the sketches because...
I did. I loved the Pip one. I thought Pip was fantastic.
You did.
I thought it was so funny. I loved that one. And then, oh man, there was one more that I really liked. I watched it actually last night. I didn't watch it on Saturday.
Yeah, the Pip one, I mean, I got it, and I knew exactly what was going to happen at
right,
the end.
Right. Like, you could see it coming, but I did think it was funny.
Okay.
That's yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's the great thing about Saturday Night Live, is it has different humor for different people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... You're not supposed to think the entire thing is hilarious.
No, and like last week, I didn't really think last week's was funny at all. So last week was a miss for me.
Yeah, but I got through like the first three sketches and then the first performance. And then after Weekend Update, I'm like, I'm out.
Oh,
like,
I can't think of anything specific that you missed. Like, I don't really think you missed anything, but I enjoyed it.
I did like the commercial they did about the eyeliner. That runs the mascara
yes,
that runs
that was
that
very
was good.
Funny.
So I enjoyed that one. This is not the music that I want. Sorry. I want the Alyssa Aligns Your Week music.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Give me
what
my
I
Kid Cudi. Give me my day and night.
Okay. So you've done the work, you've done the research. How is this week looking for all of us as far as the stars go?
Well, like I said a little bit ago, we are in for a doozy, my friends. So this week, let's just start things out real quick. We have a full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo on Thursday. So that's coming up on Thursday. And I really do enjoy this, even though I don't know why it's called this. It's called a worm moon. Like a worm. Like a little... Yeah. It's okay. A version of a blood moon. I tried to look up why it's called that. I could not get a definitive answer. But the moon is going to be 100% obstructed by Earth's shadow around midnight on Thursday. And it's actually only going to last around 3 hours or 6 hours. So by the time you wake up Friday, it's going to be pretty much done. But the main takeaways for any sort of eclipse happening, slow down, just take a minute to breathe, meditate, rest. It's really a good time to take care of yourself, really dive into the self-care aspect of things. And then another little reminder, Venus is in retrograde. This happened last week. Venus is in retrograde until April 12th.
Oh, that is such a long time.
But here's the one that is really throwing us through a loop. Mercury goes into retrograde on Saturday. Womp, 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 womp.
It happens too often, it seems like.
It happens, I think, 3 or 4 times a year. But it does seem like it happens all the time. Mercury in retrograde, this is one of those things that like everybody dreads because it tends to be a frustrating time. Filled with conflict, everybody's a little more irritable. So again, give yourself some grace. Give grace to those around you. And you know what?
Feels like Mercury's in retrograde like all year long.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like everybody's irritable.
It's a good time to mind your business. Some things to avoid when we are in the middle of Mercury in retrograde, which again starts Saturday, runs through the first week of April. Avoid making major purchases. Don't rush to make any big decisions. Maybe don't start new projects. It just doesn't seem like a good one to do, especially since this is a time when you get extra frustrated. Avoid conflict with others and don't be too hard on yourself. This is a very touchy time with anxiety and depression, and we're trying to get out of those things. The sun is shining, so be nice to yourself. Give yourself some extra grace, and we'll get through this together.
All right, Alyssa. Aligns your week every Monday on the Q Morning Show. Enjoy those heat waves today. So the same number you can use to text us something. So you just text us at that number, 216-474-0104.
We love reading your texts, and I always text back during the show. So if you got anything that you want to chime in on or just say, hey, shoot us a text.
We always sign our texts as well.
Yeah, so that you know who's texting you back.
Right. So if one of us is rude, you know which one is rude.
It's usually Bill. I put a weird amount of exclamation points and smiley faces in mine, so there's no way you could think that mine are ever rude.
See, that makes it better. When you put in the exclamation points, then how could you possibly be rude?
I know. We don't have emojis, so like I have to overcompensate somehow.
Is it possible to be in a good mood on a Monday morning? To be grateful about something? To be happy about something? If so, let us know. We have good vibes on the way at 6:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show.
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
Good morning, morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Seven Hills. Dana is on the line. Dana has a good vibe this morning. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
So my good vibe is that I recently had the opportunity to travel, courtesy of my cousin, who she actually was awarded one of these, you know, business travel opportunities from her company for being, you know, having outstanding performance for the year. And she called me up and said, if I extend my time in Tulum by a week and get an Airbnb, will you come and join me?
Oh. Tulum!
It was so amazing. And I just felt like, I just felt so blessed. And while we were down there, instead of doing all the touristy things, we really just connected with all of these amazing people in the neighborhood. And like our across the street neighbor, you know, sold tamales and juice that he made from, you know, vegetables from his garden and all this stuff. And on our way out of town, we connected all of the people that we met in, you know, and some of them had been living side by side or really close to each other for as long as 19 years. And now we're getting WhatsApp messages being like, you know, we're going to so-and-so's christening and, you know, we're doing all of this. So I just felt like it was such a blessing to get the opportunity to go. And I feel like we kind of passed it on by creating kind of family and community out of people that we met while we were down there.
Wow. What a vacation.
So beautiful.
That isn't just a vacation. That is a life-changing experience for you.
Yeah, that's an adventure.
I can't wait to go back, honestly. It was just, and just making even not just friends that were local, but some people that, you know, were, I mean, we met this like Dutch woman and her mother that, you know, she was in her 40s, her mom was in her like 70s. And we, you know, now we all just have family in Mexico, it feels like,
wow.
And all around the world.
That's such a cool feeling. How long were you there for?
I was just there for a week, and my cousin had been there for 15 days total.
That's great. Dana, thanks for calling and sharing that with us. That's pretty remarkable, actually.
Thank you.
Like, I'm going on vacation in April. I don't anticipate me wanting to talk to anybody.
No, I don't see that happening.
But Dana, you're more of an extrovert, and that's all right.
I am, and I feel like my cousin laid the groundwork for me, just being like, oh, I can't wait to take my cousin here. You guys have a great vibe. And then I think that kind of positivity and openness is, it's contagious.
The universe made it happen.
Yep.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate you listening and for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
216-474-0104. That's how you get in touch with us every morning. Good vibes on the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Good to have you with us this morning. So Drew is my 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that bugs me about him is I have been asking him to clean his room for so long.
And it hasn't gotten cleaned, I assume?
Probably since about 2021.
Whoa!
Probably once we moved into the house. I think I've been asking him to clean his room. I think his room was a disaster the day we moved in. And it wasn't even his fault. I mean, we just moved in and the room is just messed up with clothes.
It's just never gotten better.
Yeah. So it's always been messed up. And it's one of those things where, you know, we've tried different ways to motivate him to clean his room by withholding allowance or electronics or something like that. And it seems like nothing really works or really sticks with him. And so I've been warning him the past few weeks because his mom went up there for some reason. I mean, it's a lot of junk, like, you know, just picture just junk on the floor, Pokemon cards and books and clothes and just strewn all over the floor. But his mom went up there for some reason and found, she said, 6 pop cans underneath his bed. So he's been sneaking. Paula still likes to drink pop. And so he's been sneaking that out of the refrigerator and taking that up to his room.
I was going to say, he's like stashing it. He's hiding it. He's hoarding the empty cans, the evidence under the bed.
So that was like a week ago. And I was like, that's it. I said, you have 1 week to get that room cleaned. And if you don't get it cleaned, I said, I'm going to go up and clean it for you. And you don't want that to happen because you're not going to like what happens. I'm just going to throw stuff away. And I said, you don't want to get to that point.
Okay.
Don't let it get to that point.
So you You instilled fear.
Yeah. And so the deadline came and went, and he still had not touched his room.
And he's like, okay, you said you were going to clean my room. Clean it.
He didn't take my threats seriously at all.
Or maybe he really just was like, I mean, Dad said he was going to do it, so I'll just wait.
Well, he seemed kind of afraid.
Okay.
Because of what I was going to do, like what I was going to throw away.
But not afraid enough to clean it.
Because he's kind of a hoarder.
Yeah, but not afraid enough to do something about it.
No. I just think it's so overwhelming for someone like him. Like, the room is like, where do you start? Like, this room is a disaster.
I remember when I was his age, though, I had the same kind of room, and I did know where everything was. Mm. It was just a mess, but I knew where everything was.
So, Friday, yeah, I just had enough.
Okay.
And I went up there, and I took two trash bags, and I filled those two trash bags.
Wow, two?
Yeah, I was like... What is this? Do you need this? What is this thing? And it's so much crap like that he's accumulates.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know where he gets this stuff. But I just threw it in the trash can or the trash bag.
Now, was Drew next to you as you were doing this?
He was for a while.
Okay.
And then I think he got bored and took off.
And then he didn't even care.
But I did a deep clean. Like, I moved the bed out of the way, and oh my God, under that bed. I should have taken a picture.
You should have, because now I want to know, like, what's the weirdest thing you found under there?
Well, we had already gotten the pop cans out of there. I don't know, just water bottles and, you know, again, just so much crap. I don't even recognize the stuff when I pick it up.
I feel like we didn't even buy this brand. Where did you get this?
Like, it'll just be some red plastic heart. You know, it's like, what is this? Just throw this away. It's crap.
What does this even go with?
Yeah. But now, so the room is clean.
Okay. For now. How long do you think it's going to stay that way?
Probably not long.
Okay.
But the thing is, what lesson did he learn? Because I don't think he learned any lesson because Dad went up there and he cleaned it. And I did it for me. I did it because it was driving me crazy.
You know the lesson that he learned? He learned that Dad is a man of his word.
Maybe.
That's the lesson he learned.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just builds up and builds up, and then I just have enough, and then I just will do it myself. Here's what I think that I'm going to do. I think the price for me cleaning his room is I get his allowance for a month.
Like, that's a month?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I'd say a week.
Why? Why just a week?
Well, how long did it take you?
It took me like a good 90 minutes to do it.
How long does it take him to do his chores for the week?
Not long. I mean, he doesn't have that many chores. The room is supposed to be part of the chore package.
Mm.
But so is other things like bringing dirty clothes down to get them washed and putting clothes away and unloading the dishwasher. There's a package deal for his chores.
Okay. I mean, if you spent 90 minutes doing it, I would say, hey, I spent 90 minutes doing this, totaled up with your chores for the week. This equates to 4 weeks worth of chores.
Yeah.
So I am taking a month of your allowance.
The cost for me doing it is me taking his allowance for
a month.
And
that's a real life lesson right there.
I don't know. This probably will not work either.
I dare you to try it though. See how it goes.
We'll see. I mean, that's what parenting is.
I tell you to do it while I'm like, I'll just be at my house totally not dealing with the consequences.
Yeah. Just trial and error. That's all it is. All right. This morning, hash it out. We have siblings this morning, brother and sister.
Oh, we haven't had siblings in a while.
So Jackson just broke up with his girlfriend. He just got out of a relationship
with
his girlfriend. So why is he upset with his sister about it?
Yeah, what does she have to do with it?
Hash it out on the way this morning, the Q Morning Show.
Q104, right after this.
These beautiful things that I've got.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. We are ready to hash it out this morning. Is this sibling rivalry? I'm not sure what is going on here.
I think it might be.
But it's Jackson and Paige. Jackson reached out to us first, and then we contacted his sister Paige and said, would you come on the show with us? Because Jackson wants to bring something up. Jackson, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what's going on with you and Paige?
So I'm just frustrated because, long story short, my sister insists on remaining friends with my ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
And yeah, and so I get it that you like each other. You became friends, but I'm her brother. I've always been her brother. I'll always be her brother. And my relationship with my ex is over. So her relationship with my ex should be over.
Oh, boy.
How long were you with your ex, Jackson? Because I think that kind of makes a difference. If you're only dating someone for a few months, or, you know, if you were married and there's kids involved, that would certainly change things. What's the status of you and your ex?
Well, never married, but we were together for almost 3 years, I want to say.
Mm.
And, like, there was a time when I thought she was the one. Like, we lived together. We did talk about marriage. At the end of the day, it didn't work out. Now we've gone our separate ways. We didn't necessarily remain friends.
So is your sister, like, I'm trying to understand, is she bringing around your ex to family functions? Like, are you having to, like, see your ex? Is that why this is an issue?
Yes, I am having to see my ex. Like, I've had to see her at least twice that I can think of since we've broken up. And, like, I was hoping to never see her again.
I see what Jackson is saying here. It would be one thing if Paige, Jackson's sister, was hanging out with the ex and they were doing their own thing on a Friday night. But if Paige is going to bring around the ex, like, on Thanksgiving or a plus one at the family reunion, then that might be a different story. I think the thing that we need to do right now is bring in Paige to get some clarity here. Paige, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Did everything that Jackson just described, is all of that correct?
Yeah, he's right. Abby and I did get really close over the past few years, and she is one of my best friends now. And the thing is, listen, I adore her, and I am not going to end our friendship just because my brother is uncomfortable having her around.
I mean, it's just, I'm pretty much shocked, like, that you're choosing her over me. Like, we're family. I don't care how much, like, let's say you have a boyfriend, right? Like, your future husband, whatever. I would never choose them over you. I would never be like, yeah, I know you don't like him, but I'm going to hang out with him anyways because I think he's great.
Here's the thing. If Abby did anything to hurt you, then yes, I would absolutely choose you over her, 100%. But that wasn't exactly the case, was it now? That's not exactly the chain of events that, you know, occurred.
Ooh, what was the case?
Oh, this sounds like some tea.
I don't care who answers this, Paige or Jackson. Why aren't Jackson and Abby together anymore?
I mean, Jackson, like...
Uh-oh. Something's going on here.
All right, you know what? Here we go. It's time for him to grow up. All right. Abby discovered that my brother still had Tinder on his phone and was still seeing other girls.
Okay.
Hold on. Jackson.
And that's bad?
Yes, that's bad, Bill. You were actually full-blown seeing other girls? This wasn't just like a Tinder account that you forgot to shut down?
I wasn't, like, I was keeping my options open because... Like,
Let him talk.
No one understands except for me and Abby. We were absolutely going to break up. It was already there. It was like the equivalent of being separated. Like, this was over. Nothing I did was going to change that.
Jackson, seriously, though, you still cheated on her. Like, whatever. You know, we're family. We don't have to get into this, but this is the point. You screwed up.
Okay. Jackson and Paige, we're gonna stop you right there. 216-474-0104. I think we got it. Do you have any follow-up questions?
No.
Okay. So the way that I understand it, Jackson and Abby are dating. They're a couple for a long time, like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Abby established a deep, meaningful friendship with Jackson's sister, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is no more. Tinder's involved at some point. We don't really know what happened there, but
things got a little fishy.
Yeah. Paige does not want to end the friendship with Abby. Jackson thinks it's time to end that friendship.
They're no longer together, so why is his sister still friends with his ex?
Whose side are you on here? 216-474-0104. We'll hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. All right. It's Q104. Hash it out this morning. Paige and Jackson, they are brother and sister. Here's the backstory, though. Jackson and Abby were in a relationship, living together for about 3 years. They broke up. It seems like Tinder was involved. Maybe
on Jackson's part.
Yeah, maybe
Jackson was the person in the wrong on this.
Well, we shouldn't be pointing fingers. We don't really know what happened between Jackson and Abby. I'm just trying to be fair.
Okay. If he has he had Tinder while they were together. That's where my line goes.
But he was saying that he thought that they were going to break up anyway.
Then do it.
So he was just getting a head start. It's just getting a head start.
Then do it, man.
It does sound bad. But Paige has developed this friendship with Abby that she hasn't wanted to throw away.
Right.
But Jackson's like, hey, I'm done with Abby. You need to be done with Abby.
Right. So she's brought Abby around, even Jackson said a couple of times. He's had to see Abby like twice since they've broken up, and he was hoping to never see her again.
Stacy in Fairview Park, should Paige have also ended the relationship with Abby?
No.
And why do you feel that way?
Because they've established a friendship, and once you become friends, it's not just easy to just shut it off. However, I think that if there's like a big family function, let's say like a 60th birthday party or a reunion, mm-hmm. Paige should have enough respect to tell Abby that, listen, my brother still needs his space. He might bring other people around. I still need to make sure at the end of the day that he's comfortable. I'm going to continue my relationship with you, but if you're such good friends, then she would be understanding that he still needs his safe space, too.
So that's the extent of Paige looking out for Jackson, just making sure that Abby's not at any family functions or that Abby's not going to run into Jackson, right? Is that what Stacy was saying?
Fair, but I think that if it happens by accident, like, say, they're out somewhere and they run into Jackson, I don't think that that's not on her.
Maybe Jackson will be with his new girlfriend at that
point.
Oh,
boy.
Carlo in Parma, good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that guy just doesn't want to, like, look at his guilt. Like, seeing that person, I think he wanted to, like, fully finish because he messed up. And seeing that person again will probably just make him feel guilty that he was looking around.
Mm. Yeah, so, see, I'm with you. I'm with you on this.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't see, like, what's the phrase I'm thinking of? Blood is thicker than water? Does that apply here?
Partially don't be mean to him, but at the same time, like, come on. I just think he just doesn't want to admit the fact that he's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, even the way that he was describing on the phone, that's why I, like, interjected, and I was like, oh, come on, man. Like, he didn't even sound sorry. Like, he sounded like he had no remorse at all for having Tinder while in a relationship. Mm. I get it if it was over, but, like, end it then.
But does it matter, though? Does it matter how the relationship ended? What if they just ended amicably?
I think that that would have been a way different story. I think that if they had ended amicably, I think that the sister would be more respectful toward her brother in not bringing Abby around.
Jenny in Cleveland. Now, you see it the exact opposite, right? You're saying that if the relationship is over between Jackson and Abby, the friendship needs to be over as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was always told that once you break up, you need to break up with the family, too. And I don't know. I see where everyone's coming from, especially Carlos. But then again, bottom line, I think you need to break up with the family.
Yeah, that's how I was raised as well. And luckily, because I was was raised in a Catholic family, mm-hmm. there weren't a whole lot of divorces. So it's not like it happened a lot. But I was always raised and taught that when there is some sort of a breakup, you take the family's side. You just have to endure the breakup as well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't learn that. I was not taught that way.
Well, you were also an only child.
I was an only child
for many years.
Yeah, and I am a child of divorce, so I have stories and stories and stories about how I did not let the significant others go from my parents were dating. Like, very quickly, like, there was this one girl that my dad dated, and mm-hmm. I loved her so much that when they broke up, I continued to go see her for a day out of his weekends because they dated for like years and I was so close to her.
And how did your dad feel about that?
Probably not happy.
No. All right, we'll have to leave it there. 216-474-0104 if you want to chime in. Anything else? Billie Eilish.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Patrick in Lakewood is on the line right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. From what I understand, you are a returning champion. You have beat Alyssa before. Is that right?
1-0, but it was back in the day when it was only 3 questions.
Oh, my God. Yes, and we've evolved since then. We're up to 5 questions now. Okay, so here are the rules. You already know the rules, but I'll tell you again. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. So here are your 5 questions, Patrick. The snack that has used the tagline, "Betcha can't eat just one."
Oreos.
Question 2. The name of the grumpy green Muppet from Sesame Street who lives in a trash can.
Oscar the Grouch.
John, Paul, George, Ringo. What's the band?
The Beatles.
Our 4th question. The movie where Will Smith is one of the last surviving humans in New York City after a deadly virus wipes out most of the population.
I Am Legend.
And our final question today, what is the largest mammal in the world?
The blue whale.
Unbelievable. You did fantastic, Patrick. I think you're going to beat Alyssa again.
We'll see.
Let's get her back in here to find out.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Yeah, 4 for 5. You only slipped up on that first one.
Yeah, I have no idea on that one.
I think Alyssa's only going to get like 2 of these.
What?
Yeah, I'm already getting in your head.
Oh, man.
This is Patrick in Lakewood.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
How about this? He has beaten you before.
What?
Yeah, back in the day, though, when it was just 3 questions.
Oh, okay. So we got to see if you've got what it takes with 5 questions then.
Yeah, bigger sample size here.
You need 4 questions right to tie Alyssa and 5 to win.
Okay.
Here we go. The snack that has used the tagline, "Bet you can't eat just one."
Is it Oreos?
No, that was Patrick's guess as well. Oreos. It's not. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's potato chips. I would have accepted potato chips.
Lay's
potato chips.
Yeah. Okay, I remember it now.
So now, Alyssa, since you're out on the first one, you need the next 4 just to tie Patrick today.
Okay.
Question 2. The name of the grumpy green Muppet from Sesame Street who lives in a trash can.
Oscar the Grouch.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo. What's the band?
The Beatles.
The movie where Will Smith is one of the last surviving humans in New York City after a deadly virus wipes out most of the population.
Is that iRobot?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Final question, just for fun. What is the largest mammal in the world?
Currently?
Yes. At this moment.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. An elephant?
No, you're just... She's rattled now.
I'm just all over the place now.
Oh, my gosh. Patrick in Lakewood is now 2-0.
Oh, I don't like this streak. Versus Alyssa. I don't like this streak at all.
Wow.
That's, you know, both formats, too.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? You beat me this time. Maybe next time, Patrick, I'll finally take you down.
You know, I feel lucky. I feel like these were just luck of the draw today.
This is the first time it's ever happened. I don't even know if we send Patrick another diploma and a pennant.
Yeah, do you even want another one?
We'll figure it out. I don't know. And we've got some other fantastic prizes for you as well, Patrick.
Awesome. Appreciate it so much. My name is Patrick, and I just graduated again from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. So is it this month or is it next month? So in April, when we get to deliver coffee to someone.
I'm not sure.
I think it's next month, right?
I think it's next month because we just started doing it. What, like last week, the week before?
Yeah, it makes sense that everybody would enter this month and then next month we would head out.
Yeah.
And deliver the coffee. 7 brew drive through coffee. We want to bring it to your office. $200 worth in 7 brew gift cards and drink vouchers and other stuff. And we just want to come hang out with you for a while.
Did I tell you about the 7 brew by my house?
No.
The other day, I forget what day it was, but Bryce and I were driving past it. It was like 7:30 PM last week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was double lines all around the 7 brew. I mean, wrapping around at 7:30 at night. I was like, oh my gosh, It is popping.
Maybe that's a good thing then, since 7 Brew is so popular right now. The fact that we would actually just bring it to you, so you don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, you don't
got to
wait in that line. We will wait in the line. We'll go get it.
So we'll just bring it to you, to your office. Here's what you need to do to sign up. Go to Q104.com, and you can find the link right there to sign up for the Q Brew Crew. There's a $50 gift card every week that we give away. So every single week this month, we'll give away a $50 gift card. And if you win that gift card, you'll be automatically qualified for Alyssa and I to stop by your office and bring the 7 Brew drive-through coffee.
Yeah. Make your morning a little sweeter.
And then 8:55 this morning, we'll play again. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Fan Expo tickets this morning.
More Q104. Next.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. Okay, so what are your disclaimers on this again? So this is the app that you cannot live without.
Yeah, like the app that you use that, like, you tell all your friends, your family, you're like, this is such a good app that I discovered. I'm not talking about Facebook, Instagram, social media, iMessage. Like, I'm not talking about those ones that we all use. Something that you found, like, for instance, I found this app that I've been using now every week for the past couple of months. It's called Jow, and it, like, it meal preps for you. So you tell it what foods you don't like, and it'll create, and you can also tell it what food you have in the fridge, in the pantry, and it'll make meals based on that. Mm-hmm. It'll also even make, like, a grocery list and give it to you so that it's so easy. Like, you don't have to make a list. It's all right there. And I love this app, and I can't believe that I, like, just found it.
Do you have to pay for that app, though?
No.
It's a free app?
It's free.
Oh, that's really good information.
I went through a couple different ones trying to find a good free app, and this is the best one that I found for meal prep. Jow, J-O-W.
See, I will find apps that I like, and then I'll realize that you have maybe 7 days to use it for free as a trial, and then you've got to pay some subscription fee, and I just can't justify that right now. Like,
no.
I can't pay for apps right now.
I'm with you. I don't like to pay for apps either. So I get that. But yeah, like I like my free apps, but it is kind of a trial and error to find the apps that allow you to actually use them while just being in the free mode.
So I can't really contribute to this in...
You don't have any apps that you refer back to on like a weekly basis?
Well, you said the app that you can't, that you tell your friends about. Like I wouldn't tell my friends about like the podcast app. Everybody knows about it.
Okay. Well, yes.
But I use it the most.
Okay.
Or... The music app.
Which music app?
Well, just
like
Apple.
The Apple Music?
It's the Apple Music. So I have my, so I can just listen to my music, right? Those are the two that I use the most, and the free Odyssey app.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Shameless plug.
I have to be the company man here.
Okay. So because Bill doesn't have any fun ones, apparently.
On the podcast app, I have it. See, I don't normally listen to our podcast. Sometimes I do. Like sometimes if I think, God, I was really terrible today, I need to go back to hear how that sounded.
I stay so far away from those ones. I don't want to listen to ones that I know I messed up on.
No,
crazy.
Usually they turn out better than I thought. So it makes me feel better sometimes.
Okay.
But I will always on the podcast app set our podcast to automatically download because that helps us.
Mm-hmm.
It helps when people are downloading our podcast. So there you go. If you want to help out our show in a very big way, but you don't want to listen to our podcast, just download it and then delete it.
There you go. Yeah, that'll work too, I guess.
You don't have to listen.
Sure.
Download.
Yeah, just download it. That'll help us tremendously.
All right, 216-474-0104. What is the app that you can't live without? Whether you pay for it or not, maybe it's a good app suggestion that we can pass along to somebody else.
Maybe it's worth it.
If you love it, maybe someone else will love it too. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about apps that you can't live without. I'm no help here.
No, Bill has no fun apps. Do you have any games or anything, like Candy Crush at least?
I have apps on my phone that I don't even know why they're there. I don't know why I downloaded them. I don't use them. They're not even... They're on the screen, but they're not downloaded. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're right there.
I just did my spring cleaning with my phone this past weekend. So that's why I'm like, this is top of mind.
Ooh, I use the calculator app a lot.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Brittany and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the app that you use that you can't live without?
I use the Capital One Shopping because I do a lot of online shopping. So it gives me cash back pretty much everywhere I shop.
Oh, that's a good one.
Capital One, the bank?
Yeah, so you install that one, and then every time that you shop, like, you don't have to shop in the app. It just, like, once it's on your phone, it recognizes in your cart, and it'll save you money.
It's a, it's a free app? Free app to use?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
All right.
Capital One Shopping, okay. Adding that to the list. Another really good one that, as far as saving money, Fetch. Have you used that one?
No.
You take pictures of your receipts. And you build up points, and then once you get enough points, you can get a gift card.
I think part of the problem is, and we've discussed this before, I'm not allowed to spend money.
Ah, yeah.
That's how my relationship is set up. Mm. I just make the money. I'm not allowed to spend it. So therefore, I am not allowed to have apps where I would spend money.
Well, that would be a good one for Paula to check out.
Chris in Hudson, good morning. How about if I press that button right there? That'll work. Chris in Hudson. Hello.
Hello, Bill and Alyssa. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. You're going to love or hate me for this. I've gotten so many of my friends addicted to this app. It's OLA, Online Liquidation Auction.
Oh.
Oh, my Lord. So what it is, there's locations like in Stowe, Brook Park, Independence. They get a lot of items that are returned or overstocked at Amazon. So it's an online bidding.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I got brand new ceiling fans for like $17.
What?
It's amazing. In fact, someone in my office, he ended up buying, he got a power washer. I mean, you never know what you're going to find. I got my boyfriend a record player. You know, you could find everything out there. Food, clothes, shoes.
Yeah,
I'm on the site right now. Bikes, vacations.
Strollers, coffee makers. Yeah, OLA. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to download this one.
I bought just about one of everything from there. You know, you start Christmas early.
Yeah, it's never too early to start on Christmas shopping.
Oh, this
I know.
This would be so dangerous. Because
Now I understand why she said you're either going to love me or hate me for this.
I would get super competitive with it. Like, I would have this thing where I would want to outbid people. And so,
you do.
Yeah.
You can set maximums, too. So you can set a max on different things.
That would be smart. That way you can't get too into it and just start bidding money away that you don't have.
Exactly. So, like, my grandson, he's wearing size 2 shoes now. I think I just bought him a size 4. Really expensive sandals I got for $2. You know, so maybe they won't fit him this year, you know, but next year.
Yeah, he's going to grow into them.
Yeah, he'll be in those probably by summer.
All right, Chris.
I know.
Thank you for sharing that with us, the OLA app.
The online liquidation app. All right.
You know what else? Paul and I, we share an iCloud account. Is that weird that we share one?
No, I don't think that's weird.
Okay. Because whenever I do download an app, it downloads on her phone as well because we share
the same
account. Well, I think that's how it works though. Because we share the same iCloud account.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah. I was just thinking like pictures all go to the cloud, but I didn't consider apps too.
Yeah, so she knows right away when I download something. So if I download,
I think she would like this one.
I know, but I don't think that she would like the fact that I downloaded it.
Well, you just have to talk her into downloading it herself.
Right. Like, she didn't like it when I downloaded Tinder.
Oh, yeah, I could see how she might have some problems with that.
She's like, hey, what's this?
What's the dealio?
And I'm like, oh, my bad.
Sorry.
I forgot that you could see those things. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, there's no other way to ask you this question. I mean, there's no great segue here, so I'm just going to ask you, do you eat oranges?
Do I eat oranges?
Yeah, I know. It has nothing to do with what we've been talking about this morning.
But I like oranges. I would eat them if I knew how to peel them. Unfortunately, in my 31 years of life, that is a skill that I have not acquired.
That's what's holding you back?
That's what's holding me back. But when other people do peel them, I will eat them. I do like oranges.
Do you have fingernails?
No, I bite them.
That's why you can't peel an orange.
Yeah. Well, I've been biting my nails since as long as I know. So
yeah.
Well, never been able to do it.
Haven't you ever wanted to crack that habit so you could get like nice nails? So you would go get a manicure.
You know what? I go through phases sometimes. If I have acrylics, well, I have bitten acrylics off and almost broke my teeth. Mm. But like, it's just, I just like biting my nails. I'm okay with it. I've just accepted that this is just part of who I am.
The reason I bring this up, the orange thing, is just because I just scrolled upon this. There's a new study, and 30,000 women were in this study.
Mm-hmm.
It says eating one orange daily could lower your depression risk by 20%.
Well, I need that. I could use that. This is great news to have, as the sun is starting to shine and my seasonal depression is starting to melt off of me.
They should have told you this months ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, why didn't they tell us this in, like, October?
Researchers have linked citrus consumption to increased levels of a beneficial gut bacterium that may support serotonin and dopamine production. So that's why the orange helps with depression.
No wonder I'm always so happy when I'm drinking mimosas.
I wonder if you can just, instead of the orange, if you could just take a vitamin C supplement, if that would work. And I know that I'm going to assume that this study was for women, but isn't it safe to assume that it...
I would think it'd be for everybody.
You would think so.
You would think so. Maybe they only had women in the study.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. The more you know. Oranges.
Do they have like an orange peeler?
Like, you know what? That probably does exist by this point.
Somebody invented that,
right? This has to be a thing.
Okay, coming up this morning, tickets to see Teddy Swims. He's coming to Jacobs Pavilion in May. So we've got a Q keyword on the way. And then we're going to play one more time. Alyssa's College of Knowledge Fan Expo tickets this morning. So we're going to need a contestant in about 10 minutes.
Wake up! The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Glenn in Parma is next in the hot seat. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If we are deadlocked in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 5 questions, Glenn. Number 1, what is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
Question 2, the name of Cam and Mitchell's daughter on Modern Family?
Lily.
Question 3, he's a Grammy-winning songwriter and producer, most famously collaborating with Taylor Swift.
Diane Warren.
Question 4. The name of the movie where Amanda Bynes plays Viola, a teen who poses as her twin brother and attends his boarding school.
She's All That.
And our final question today, what is the process of plants making their own food called?
Photosynthesis.
All right, Glenn, let me get Alyssa back in the studio here ASAP. You did pretty well, Glenn. 3 for 5. Not too shabby.
Okay.
But how will that stack up with Alyssa today? We are about to find out. Alyssa's on her way back into the studio. She has set down her water bottle. Her headphones
are
going on.
I like that you're giving a play-by-play.
Yeah. Well, I'm stalling. Glenn's not helping me out here at all. Like, he's not talking at all. He just wants... He's like, can we just get this over with?
Maybe he just didn't want to talk to you. Glenn, hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Glenn did pretty well. 3 for 5. So you need 3 to tie today, Alyssa, and 4 to win. Let's go. Question number 1. What is the capital of Italy?
Oh, my. There's a capital? Florence?
You are Italian, for God's sake.
I'm not from Italy.
How do you not know anything about your heritage?
Do you know anything about yours?
I don't even know where I'm from, to be
there
honest
you
with
go.
You. Rome is the correct answer to that.
That would have been my next guess.
Strike 1. Question 2. The name of Cam and Mitchell's daughter on Modern Family?
Lily.
Question 3. He's a Grammy-winning songwriter and producer, most famously collaborating with Taylor Swift.
Jack Antonoff.
Question four. The name of the movie where Amanda Bynes plays Viola, a teen who poses as her twin brother.
She's the Man.
Oh, my gosh. You knew that one right away.
I was waiting for you to finish, and you just weren't finishing the question. No, that's a great movie.
Okay, so you got the tie. Let's find out if you get the outright win today. What is the process of plants making their own food called?
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, she's got it. Alyssa, 4. Glenn, 3. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
That was a good game, though.
I'm bummed.
Glenn, you sound bummed, but it's okay. We do have some fantastic prizes we're going to set you up with, okay?
Okay. My name is Glenn, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.